Well, I'm not an expert. I'm not an authority. I'm someone who has been a murderer for almost 20 years. One victim let me back in the car. I locked myself out. She opened the door for me. My gun was under the seat. What in the hell am I doing telling you that? Am I a masochist? Am I looking to be tormented further? I was raging inside. There was just incredible energies, positive and negative, depending on a mood. That would trigger one or the other. And outside, I looked troubled at times. Other times, I looked moody. Other times, perfectly serene. Not very sane. But again, people weren't even aware of what was happening. My mother was a sick, angry, hungry, and very sad woman. I hated her, but I wanted to love my mother. And I watched the alcohol increase. I watched her social life drop off. I watched her get bizarre. I had just gone through a horrible experience with her roommate stabbing her. And I was in shock because of that. I couldn't believe that it was that way. And I'm walking back there bewildered. I gotta kill her. I can't let her go. She's gonna tell on me. Everybody's gonna get me. She sees the blood on my hands. What are you doing? She pulled back and she gasped. And I think, whoa, I don't want her to know what happened. I said, your friend got smart with me. She'd been getting really smart with me a lot, but I never hit her. I killed her, but I didn't hit her. I said, your friend got smart with me and I hit her. I think I broke her nose. You better come help. She's about to die. Why does she have to know that? I couldn't deal with telling her that. And when I attacked her, she didn't at first realize what was happening. It didn't go through. She had very heavy coveralls on. It knocked her right up into the lid of the car, but it didn't pierce the clothing. So it wasn't that swell a knife anyway. I went out and bought a pawn shop huge knife. It was getting easier to do. I was getting better at it. I was getting less detectable. I started flaunting that invisibility. Severing a human head, two of them, at night in front of my mother's residence, with her at home, my neighbors at home upstairs, their picture window open, the curtains open, 11 o'clock at night, the lights are on, all they have to do is walk by, look out, and I've had it. It was springtime. It was April. And for 2 months I hadn't killed. And I said, it's not going to happen to any more girls. It's got to stay between me and my mother, and it's got to... I can't get away from her. We're still fighting. She's still belittling me. She's still, I'm like a puppet on a string, and I entertain her. She knows all my buttons, and I dance like a puppet with that pain. And it had even gotten physical, to where I had physically grabbed her and thrown her onto her bed, trying to emphasize a point that I was threatening to kill her. That was 1 week before I murdered my mother. I said, she's gotta die, and I've gotta die. Or girls like that are gonna die. And that's when I decided I'm going to murder my mother. I knew a week before she died, I was gonna kill her. And she went out to a party, she got soused, she came home, went to sleep. I was woken up by that, came out. I walked up to her bed. She's laying there reading a paperback. As many thousands of nights before. And she said, oh, I suppose you're going to want to sit up all night and talk now. Shit. I looked at her. I said, no. I said, good night. And I knew I was going to kill her. You know? And I'm so cold and so hard. And that's the first time in 10 years I've looked at it that way. I mean, that intensely, that honestly. It hurts. Because I'm not a lizard. I'm not from under a rock. I came out of her vagina. See? Came out of my mother. And in a rage, I went right back in. For 7 years, she said, I haven't had sex with a man because of you, my murderous son. It was one of our arguments. I cut off her head. and I humiliated her corpse.
Genuine severed heads, genuine stabbed dead people, real murder scenes, and this titillated all of the audience. But it fed a certain small percentage of that audience that might later get into sacrificial murder, might get into some kinds of other worship that may be their own end. You never hear from them again, so there's no resolution to the formula. In my case, it got to where it was like a dope fiend running from corner to corner looking for a better high, going from theater to theater looking for sleazier, bloodier movies, and looking around furtively at other people going in, and every now and then one of them looking furtively back at me, and I'm saying, there's a brother, there's a sister.